14-10 on Racing HQ. A big weekend of racing for us at Scone tomorrow and Saturday. We've got the Sunshine Coast. We've got the Group 1 in Adelaide. And then on Sunday, we'll be able to watch Singapore action. And John Moore Stable is represented by Dan Excel, defending the crown in the Singapore Airlines International Cup. His son, George, is joining us from, I presume, Cranji. Good morning to you, George.
Hey, mate. How you doing?
Very well. Do you travel around, mate?
Yeah, I was in Thailand a couple of days. I got a bit of time off, which was good, but I was in London for the sales before that, and then, as you know, Sydney for 2 months. So now I'm in Singapore.
I'll be in
London, hopefully with Abel Friend on the 6th.
I want to get there
next month.
So. Yeah. Just on Abel Friend, confirmation came a couple of days ago. I guess your father and the whole team wanted to come together, the owner, and just finalise everything. The Queen Anne at 1,600 metres, the main target there.
Well, we still have to trial on the 2nd, and then if he trials well on the 2nd, which I think he should, we'll ship off on the 6th of June and, target the Queen Anne, and he should have a spell. I think he's going to go up to Mike Caddy's yard for a 10-day spell and then come back to Hong Kong after that, but we're only going to really target one race.
One race and the Queen Anne and the mile. He just seems... The accolade on the horse, I was talking with Casper Founds yesterday, and he summarised Abel Friend by saying he's the best, he's imposing, he's untapped. I think as a horse racing person, you can't help but just love and admire Abel Friend.
He's an explosive horse. Last start, he's back into his form, and the champion's mile. The start before was a little bit disappointing, even though he won, but I think it was a bit over the top, and now Dad's got him right, a little freshen up. And he's back into his form, but yeah, he's got an explosive turn of foot. So hopefully he can bring that over to London and show all the good English horses over there what he can do.
Well, you normally go there and maybe purchase a few, but to take a horse there, just talking to your dad a few times, he can't wait for the thrill of running at Ascot.
Yeah, Dad wants to run an international Group 1 in Europe. We haven't done it yet, so it's one of his goals. Hopefully, by the time he retires, we can do it. And I think we've got the right horse to do it. But I'm over there at Ascot every year. Also at Goodwood, trying to buy horses for Hong Kong private purchases for next season.
Yeah, no, it's a great thrill. All right, we'll wait for that trial on the 2nd of June. Dan Excel won this race last year, the Singapore International Cup. How do you feel he's going, George?
Probably, you know, it's his third trip down here. He's travelled probably a little bit better than he usually is. He's settled in quite nicely and eating up a lot better than he did the first 2 years he was here, which is good. He's probably actually a little heavy now, to tell the truth, which is not a bad thing. So we're going to watch his weight. He had a nice gallop over 1,200 metres today, and he's doing everything right. He's on the right leg now. But, I couldn't really ask too much more from him. His coach coming in and his form's slowly improving, getting fitter and fitter after that setback he had when he was in Melbourne. And he's improving every time he races, so hopefully he's peaking here.
And the top of the ground, I mean, even if they tend to get that humidity rain, this track does simply dry out, doesn't it?
But you know what? It hasn't been raining too much down here. It's only rained one day. Usually they have thunderstorms in the afternoon, which keeps the track pretty wet. But I've been walking the track every day, and I think it'll be the perfect condition for Dan Excel to race under. I don't see it raining in the next couple of days, so yeah. We're pretty happy with that. The gate draw is going to be about in 3 hours or 4 hours. So hopefully he'll draw an inside gate. As you know, the straight's pretty short over here, so you really need a good gate so Dan Excel can jump to the front again and hopefully lead the race the whole way.
And our good friend Tommy Berry's going to fly up after the weekend or after Saturday and take the ride.
That's correct. I'm not 100% sure when he's flying in, but I'm thinking Saturday night. And he'll probably hopefully come to track work on Sunday morning, have a look at the horse.
Yep.
But the horse has done all his work already, and he's flying, and we couldn't really ask any more from him at this level, stage.
Let's hope he runs well. George, we appreciate your time. Good luck, and we'll stay in contact, mate, as you build in with the star Abel Friend as well. Thanks for your time, mate.
Sounds good. Thanks, mate. Cheers.
George Moore joining us there from Singapore with Dan Excel in Sunday's Singapore Airlines International Cup. Handicapper's Corner with Racing New South Wales, Damien Hay. Morning to you, Damien. Good morning to you, Damien.
Good morning, Andrew. Great to be with you.
Very well indeed. The 2 days at Scone. The weather's going to be perfect, 19, 20 degrees. A couple of interesting runners. I was doing some form last night. Drago in a class one?
Yes. Yeah, I can't recall a horse with Drago's form contesting a class one race in recent times, Andrew. I mean, especially, you know, with his early form. And due to that, he'll carry 62 kilos tomorrow, which is a lot less than he would carry in a normal class one, say at the provincials or country areas, due to this being a metropolitan status race and worth $40,000. And there's a, you know, more depth to in the field to work with. Anthony Cummings has recognised this and is not concerned with the weight allocated. He's elected not to claim and book the services of the informed Blake Shin. He promised a lot early in his career. He ran fourth, not beaten far in the Group 1 size and Champagne Stakes, and then won a Saturday grade race in his two-year-old season and ran well in some of the leading three-year-old races. Placed twice at Group 3 level and went around in the Group 1 Golden Rose, Champion Stakes, Victorian Derby, and wasn't beaten far in all those major races. His record 1 from 17 is a slight negative, but he's amassed over $200,000 in prize money for connections and found some form last start, finishing third in a benchmark 80 Saturday grade race last start. This is certainly the easiest assignment to challenge thus far. He's up in the weights down in class and be interested to see how he goes tomorrow, see if he can get that second win for connection.
Yeah, let's hope so. They've been very patient with the quality of Drago. Let's hope he can show it. Look, trainers coming from everywhere. Matty Dale's got one in the last tomorrow. I know he's got other horses, but I saw this horse, Karakuchi, win down at Wagga.
Yeah, she was very impressive, and she's a lightly raced mare, and she's building a very good record, winning 4 from 7. She won well at the recent, as you mentioned, the recent Wagga Carnival. Now, she carried 54 last start. She rises 2 kilos in the weights tomorrow off that Wagga win to carry 56. As the Country Cup tomorrow is also a benchmark 70 grade race. Now, the conditions of the Country Cup are restricted to horses who between the 12th of May 2014 and 11th of May 2015 have started in a minimum of 4 races of country status recognised by Racing New South Wales. And as a result of this, you know, there are horses engaged that have got some city and provincial form on their CV, as well as country sector performances. So she faces some stiff competition. However, as you say, she's a progressive mare, and she's on the rise, and you know she's sure to run well tomorrow. But it is a tough race to finish the program off tomorrow.
Yeah, it certainly is. On Saturday, or both days, obviously, these are metropolitan meetings and city claims come off. Saturday's meeting so strong, including just briefly the Hortensia in the last, Damien.
Yeah, it's a terrific race to finish off the carnival with. You know, there's a solid lineup of sprinters assembled here. Decision times are 59 top weight, Andrew. We had to push the scale out half a kilo to get to that 59. Now, he's a horse what we say is on our radar. He's had 2 runs back off a long break, and we've dropped him 4 points, which equates to 2 kilos for 2 substandard runs. If he runs below par again on the weekend, we'll have to reassess him further in an effort to get him back to a competitive level. But there are just a couple on 58.5 there. Dofraki, who resumes, and Target in sight. He looks primed for this. He's had the benefit from recent racing with a terrific win first up in the Group 3 Morris McCartan. He backed it up with a close second in the Group 3 Star Kingdom, then an unlucky sixth in the Group 3 Hallmark Stakes last start. It looks a nice race for him. It's a very even field and, as I say, a great race to finish the carnival off with.
It will be for sure. Looking forward to being a part of it. Good on you, Damien. We'll chat next week.
Look forward to it, Andrew. Thank you again. Good luck to everyone heading to Scone. Take a big coat.
Take a big coat for sure. Thank you, Damien. Damien Hay from the Handicapper's Corner. Silvio, are the lights working where they weren't working an hour ago?
I'll tell you what, there's all sorts of problems there at the moment. Over at Parramatta Road, near Wentworth Road, Concord, we've got the lights blacked out. There's 30 sets of lights blacked out. Buses are delayed up to 15 minutes through the Burwood and Strathfield area at this stage, so just be mindful of that. We've got wires down also, add salt to injury. Parramatta Road there, Station Street there at Haybush, causing all sorts of issues. It's closed at Underwood Road eastbound and Leicester Avenue westbound, so just avoid that if you can. Receive 30% when you purchase any two or more items of Bonds underwear, clothing, socks, hosiery at Myer. In-store and online, conditions and exclusions apply. Ends May 31. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Tab Talk is only minutes away with Simon Harrison and Trent Langscale. They'll be talking A-League final and AFL for this weekend. Gus Rowland is joining us to talk breeding news at this time of Thursday. Good morning to you, Angus.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. Big night last night out in the Hunter Valley.
Yeah, the Hunter Thoroughbred Breeders Awards were on last night. Sky sent some cameras up there. Gemma Cutting and Caroline Searcy up there for Bred to Win and some big winners. I'll just quickly go through them. Vancouver was the champion two-year-old male. Lake Geneva, the champion two-year-old female. Wangina was the champion three-year-old male. Winx, champion three-year-old female. Champion racehorse was Dissident. Fastnet Rock, champion sire. Beneteau, champion first season sire. And the champion broodmare Skates. The President's Award went to Jerry Harvey and the Murray Bain Service Award went to Craig Anderson of Amarina Farm. I think the biggest winner on the night was probably Newgate Farm with their two new stallions, Wangina and Dissident, both winning decent awards respectively.
All right, and we'll see some coverage of that on Bred to Win. Swetnam, what's happening there?
Yeah, big announcement. Earlier in the year they announced that Toronado, the Al Shakab champion, would be retiring to Swetnam Stud. Well, they've just secured another one. Star Spangled Banner's first Group 1 winner, the Wow Signal, who won the Group 2 Coventry Stakes at Royal Ascot and then went on and won the Group 1 pre-mourney at Deauville, which is considered sort of the European Golden Slipper. It's a 1,200-metre race for two-year-olds. He hasn't come back as a three-year-old. He's had a little bit of an injury, so he's going to be retired to stud. And Australian breeders will get the first crack at him because he's coming down to Swetnam this spring at a fee of $15,000.
Okay. And Trust in August may not run again. It could also be going straight to this breeding season. Decisions to be made in the next little while. He's certainly not going to the 10,000 on Saturday week. Rosemont, some news out of Victoria as well there.
Yeah, well, we mentioned the Wow Signal just now. His old man has had a fee bump to 44,000 this year. His fertility's been much, much better. He has 22 live weanlings and got 38 mares in foal last spring. He's currently covering mares to Northern Time at Rosemont because they weren't able to shuttle him after he had a little bit of bout of colic. And they think 44,000 is a decent fee. Obviously, you know, there's a little bit of risk there. He's still sub-fertile, but breeders are sort of well aware of that. And he's already had a lot of bookings. Mm. Toorak Toff will be at 16,500. And given that one of his yearlings made 300,000 at the Inglis Easter sale, that's pretty good. And Starcraft, $9,900.
Yeah, for sure. Some news on a Son of Charge Forward.
Yes, we'll continue our bargain basement stallions leading into the spring. And this one we've got, this week we've got a stallion up at Oxley Island Thoroughbreds at Taree for Steve Fell. He's stood home on the Grange for years. He's the sire of Dane Siri, who's now stakes winner. He's now got Direct Charge, the Maribyrnong Plate winner by Charge Forward out of Redoute's Choice Half to Burrito, which won the Bill Stutt Stakes. He's only on a fee of $2,750, and for that sort of performance, you think that's a real bargain. Mm. And from a stallion's family, the family of Clear Choice.
And just finally, what is on Bred to Win?
Well, we'll have a full wrap of those Hunter Thoroughbred Breeders Awards with Caroline and Gemma, and we'll also have a look at the first weanlings by All Too Hard, some of which are heading up to the Magic Millions weanling sale in a couple of weeks. That's 9 a.m. Saturday is the first airing this week. There won't be a Friday show, because we're just getting it together after last night's awards.
Okay, so Saturday morning for the first showing and then across the weekend. I know you're having a break, mate. Enjoy it for the next few.
Thank you very much.